of a secret plot. But suddenly, like one of those lamps you click one more turn and it throws an even brighter light, I saw her at Bobby's old Remington typing up declarations, or out in the yard burning incriminating stuff, or in the garden shed covering a sack of guns with an old tarp. My Joan of Arc mother, my butterfly mommy, I felt so proud of her. Mommy went on telling about how the movement spread all over the country. Everyone was joining up. Bobby contacted Wimpy and Mr. Farland, whom he knew from his college days, and the Americans agreed to help them. Some other men even persuaded General Pupo to join the plot. The general said that once he had proof that El Jefe was out of the way, he, Pupo, would take control of the government and hold free elections. But then things started to fall apart, Mommy said. She sounded like one of those wind-up toys winding down. Washington got cold feet. The night of the ajusticiamiento, no one could find Pupo. The SIM moved in fast. The end, Mommy finished. Her voice was barely a whisper. I closed my eyes, remembering the promise Papi wanted me to make, and I thought, no, Mommy, not the end. Long live the butterflies.
Hey, remember the butterflies? We finally learned a little more about them. They were these sisters who started the whole fight to free the Dominicans from El Jefe. Anita's uncles, Tony and Carlos, joined the fight right away. Then the SIM found out what was happening and Tony went to jail. Carlos and his family, the Garcias, had to move to New York. Anita's father wasn't involved at first, but when the butterflies were murdered in the phony car accident, Papi decided to continue their fight, and Mommy got involved, too. Anita is really proud when she realizes how many things her mother did, like burning evidence and hiding guns. Everything went as planned for a while, but then Washington got cold feet. Washington must be the American government, and got cold feet is this expression that means backed out or changed their minds. So I guess the Americans stopped helping Papi and the others. And then, on the day El Jefe was killed, that guy General Pupo disappeared and everything fell apart. Now Papi and Tony are in jail, the Trujillo family is still in power, and lots of people are in big trouble. Let's go on to July 17, 1961, on page 134.
July 17, 1961, Monday, late night. As we were getting ready for bed tonight, the Amati said, "Oh yes, I almost forgot. Chucha came up to me at Wimpy's today and said something I didn't quite understand." All three of us were in the bathroom brushing our teeth. We have to do all our noise simultaneously. "She said to tell you to get ready to use your wings again." Mommy looked surprised. "I thought no one but you and Wimpy knew we were here." "Believe me," the Amari said, "I didn't let on. But she followed me all through the store and then out to the car. And again, she said the